It's a Tuesday, and what we do on every Tuesday morning at this time is we do the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, and we head over to the VP of FHN Family Counseling. Gabe Gonzalez is with us here today. Gabe's topic is going to be mental health during this virus outbreak and how we can cope in many ways that's changing the way that we live. Gabe, good morning. Hello to you. And the coronavirus outbreak of the virus is changing the way that we need to live our lives, at least temporarily. Gabe, what are some of the common reactions to the to a change this significant?
You know, good morning to everybody. We're seeing a lot of anxiety, fear of loss of control, fear for one's health and the health of family members. And it can be, it's very prevalent actually during this time. Not knowing what comes next or the impact of the changes that we're experiencing every day can throw anyone for a loop. Obviously, practicing social isolation while being vital to beat this virus can create a lot of anxiety related to finances and being forced to reveal family ties due to limited space and a lot of time inside. Those are all things that people are talking about, getting used to being with loved ones again, being able to carry, you know, spend 12 hours, 24 hours with somebody in the same space.
I know that some people are more fearful than others. What are some ways they can address these fears that they're finding, Gabe?
You know, one of the trick for it is to find places where you can feel like you have some control over your life and so that it feels somewhat manageable. People often turn to finding information that will educate them on the subject. What is important is to ensure that these sources are reputable and provide expert factual information. So limiting your information sources can be a way to exercise some control and to help you manage some of that fear. Other ways is to chat with others and have supportive conversations about the topic. Avoiding heavy argument is super important at this time, though.
Well, Ali, let's talk about that, because I think there's some people on one side of the concern that are very, very concerned and almost to the level of being panicked. But then there's some other people on the other side that almost are not taking this very seriously, and in some respects, even, you know, joking about this. How can you, if you're with people like that who don't agree with you, what's your suggestion there?
Having arguments about this topic is not going to help much. Especially when you have to remain inside for long periods of time with that individual or, you know, while we as healthcare providers are asking to be, you know, for the support of the community in remaining in social isolation, we are also being very careful to ensure that people are not breaking relationships over this current situation. I choose to isolate, and I do my part to attempt to reduce my exposure and the exposure of those are at higher risk. And I simply invite others to do the same. I think avoiding the argument, being compassionate and being kind to each other is super important in moments like this.
What about people with families, of course? You know, we're going to be at home more with our families. How can we keep everybody from going stir crazy or, you know, the internal bickering that might go on with families in so close quarters for an extended period of time?
You know, one of the recommendations is for people to maintain the same schedule as when they were working at the office. So maintaining this, waking up at the same time, going to bed at the same time, trying to have a sense of control of what is happening during the day. This will help with mental agility. Other thing that is recommended is for people to find a way to do some kind of exercise while at home, ensuring the 8 hours of sleep, having healthy, nutritious meals. Any of these are going to help individuals cope with the anxiety that might be coming up as part of the social isolation and the overall changes and fear of one's health. The trick is to also practice some self-care so that you can be ready for when those moments of high anxiety happened. The other thing is to schedule time away from each other. You know, doing activities that do not require collaboration, things like reading books, coloring, things that other activities that anyone could do alone from each other, giving each other a break from being in constant interaction. And then remember that fresh air is allowable activity during the current ordinance. Just remember to maintain distance from others, cover your cough or sneeze, and avoid touching your face, and wash your hands.
We're talking to Gabe Gonzalez, Vice President of FHN Family Counseling, here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Gabe, we're concerned about people who are living alone. Talk about that. That has to be a difficult situation right now.
It is. It is a difficult situation. The good thing is that we are in a time in history where there is a lot of technology. What I have experienced is individuals who have gone to those technologies to find a way to connect with others. So things are like video chatting, teleconferencing, calling a friend, dialing a family member that you haven't connected with. And often those systems have allowed individuals to kind of forget that they're inside of the house and connect with others and form a community that way. I can tell you that this past Sunday I was in a video conference with friends from San Francisco and all over the United States, just chatting and trying to forget that we were in social isolation already.
Gabe, what about the elderly? Of course, they're very concerned about this. They're very concerned that this could actually, kill them. What's your thought for the elderly?
You know, we have a very active elderly community in our region. I can imagine that many of them are experiencing the isolation of not being able to do the activities that they have been accustomed to do. That makes me a higher level of concern, knowing that the virus seems to affect strongly those in the 50 years of age or older. We can support by calling them and offering to pick up groceries for them and simply calling to check on them. One of the things that I'm more hopeful for that will result from this situation is a stronger sense within our communities of solidarity and the importance of looking out for each other.
What about you personally, Gabe? How are you adapting to this virus outbreak?
You know, as a healthcare provider, I am providing services to community members. In my times of social isolation from others, I've chatted with family and friends that I have hadn't the time to call and catch up with. I mean, that's one of the things about the social isolation, that you're kind of finally in the house and kind of having to do things, so projects around the house get done. I am watching some of the TV shows I hadn't caught up with. And then I'm reaching out to friends and doing, as I mentioned before, video conferencing and chatting on the phone.
Gabe, what about if you want to get the facts or info with the virus issue here that we've talked about here? Is there a place we can go? And also, if someone would want to either hear this interview again or suggest that somebody else hear this interview again or for the first time, where do you suggest people go?
I invite people to go to FHN.org. You will find information and links to other reputable sources of information, the CDC, IDPH, and things like that. And then they will also be able to hear this interview as well from our website.
All right, Gabe. Great to
that
talk to you.
That is FHN.org.
Gotcha. Great to talk to you again. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Thank you.
Gabe Gonzalez here today. He's the VP of FHN Family Counseling this morning. And that is the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, the preceding brought to you today by FHN.